right from the heart of the Rust Belt. And trust me, this ain't surface rust. It goes all the way to the frame, and we like it. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Here are three big things you need to know, and later some things just for fun. Three, ISIS may be down, but not out, as the terror group takes credit for a terrorist bombing killing several American soldiers in Syria. Two, Nancy Pelosi tries to cancel the State of the Union address, claiming security concerns. An assertion quickly shot down by DHS.
The Speaker of the House is thinking about not inviting the Commander-in-Chief, the President of the United States, to come deliver the State of the Union address.
And number one at the top of the page, a Georgia man with ties to ISIS is stopped by the FBI before he can attack the White House, the Lincoln Memorial, and more. We have a very full plate today, including the end of the John Engler reign at Michigan State University. So let's get to it for this Thursday, January 17th, 2019. Federal agents moved in to arrest a Georgia man suspected of plotting to attack the Washington Memorial, the White House, and the Lincoln Memorial as well. Weapons and explosives per court documents. This is from a tease from Scott McFarland. But federal authorities Wednesday announced a terrorist case against a Metro Atlanta resident. His name, Hashir Jalal Tahib of Cumming, Georgia. Arrested in Gwinnett County. Funny, I have relatives that live in Gwinnett County. Not those folks. My folks are innocent. He appeared briefly in court in downtown Atlanta in the case brought by the FBI. Authorities saying that all the threats have been neutralized. But he had a diagram of the main floor of the White House, a diagram of the West Wing. The criminal complaint accusing him of plotting to destroy a government building, that being the White House. Specifically, Tahib allegedly said he planned to travel to Hijra, a term said to refer to Islamic State territory, and he was selling the car to fund the trip. That's how he got involved with the feds. A federal agent showed up to buy the car so he could fund his operation. From the U.S. attorney, there's this. Investigating and prosecuting individuals who seek to cause mass casualties is law enforcement's top priority. Today, the Joint Terrorism Task Force, led by the FBI, arrested Hashir Tahib, 21 years old, of Cumming, Georgia, after a thorough investigation into his plans to attack federal buildings. As articulated in the affidavit supporting the complaint, his alleged intent was to attack the White House and other targets of opportunity in the Washington, D.C. metro area. Oh, evil lives among us. Make no mistake. Hats off to the FBI for stopping another terror attack. Can you imagine every day of the week, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, defending against plots against this country, plots against you and I? Meanwhile, ISIS may be down but not out. A terror attack in Syria, killing several U.S. service members there. Multiple U.S. service members among those killed by a suicide blast that hit near a U.S.-led coalition patrol. The explosion left at least four Americans dead. And so you ask yourself, when you look at the policies of the president in pulling out of Syria, where do you come down on this? Do we stick around and continue to eradicate this vermin? Or do we say enough treasure and enough American blood and say, we're good here, time to move on? That's a tough question. It doesn't come with easy answers. If you leave them to their own devices, they tend to reconstitute themselves, do these terrorist organizations. They fill the void. That's how ISIS came to be in the first place, the void left behind by, in part, by American incursions into the Middle East. They were not addressed after the fact. How do you deal with the peace? It's one thing to deal with the war. We're very good at that. Shock and awe. America's very good at building big machines and creating destructive and deadly equipment to take down other governments and other armies. We're very good at that. It's what we do afterwards that I find questionable sometimes. First of all, we never leave anywhere. We stay for the rest of whenever is filled and occupied, and we stand around and spend trillions of dollars. And then you have incidents like this. These members of the U.S. military killed, and for what? For what? Something to consider. Meanwhile, here on the home front, we're watching as another caravan is being constituted, this time in El Salvador, we're told. Another caravan of more than 2,000 people making its way out of Honduras into Guatemala. That could happen today, and then on to the Mexican border. The Mexicans say, no, we're not going to do with it. If you follow the pictures of this caravan right now, look at the way the town looks. They're about to leave this morning. If you see any video clips of this, you'll see of all the garbage and all the trash. They don't care. They don't pick up after themselves, which is one of the reasons people in places like Tijuana, Mexico are sick of it. They show up, they leave their crap everywhere. And then they try to do this and do that, and they take over. In some of these places, it's just too many people. For example, there is a homeless shelter of sorts on the route right now in Honduras near the Guatemala border. A woman runs it. She can take up to a couple of hundred people and accommodate them. There are going to be more than 2,000 people that stop at her door asking, or maybe more accurately, demanding for food and water and shelter and bathrooms and medical service and everything else. It overwhelms the system. These caravans are a terrible idea. And again, as I told you before, this is a fairly new phenomenon. It used to be that most people that ran into the United States or crossed the border illegally were young men of military age is a way to put it, right? That was the normal profile for somebody coming into the country. But in 2014, that shifted dramatically. And we started to see a lot more unaccompanied children and then family units. You see, the crisis at the border is those at the border were never prepared to take whole families. It's created a whole different type of problem, which has also spurned and created this whole, well, you're separating women and children from their, well, yeah, because you're arresting the parents. The kids have to go somewhere. We're in an impossible position. You're asking us to believe an adult man that he can have a 12-year-old girl with him and claim that it's his daughter, but we don't really know that. There's no way to prove that. There's no identification. The girl's scared silly. She's not going to say anything. The guy's, this is the deal. So that's why the president was asking for 50,000 more beds, $800 million in medical care, because these people are in desperate straits. They need some help down there. And yet the Democrats want to play games. They don't want to negotiate. They don't even show up for negotiation sessions. And now Nancy Pelosi talking about, well, let's just cancel the State of the Union address. We'll get to that in just a moment. But that's the whole tactic. It's anything they can do to bring down Donald Trump. And I think that if he sticks with this, and he should, despite the poll numbers, who cares? Do the right thing. Be a politician for once that doesn't look at the poll numbers, just sticks to your guns and does the right thing. And the right thing is to secure the American border, which is what he was elected to do. And right now we're woefully unprepared. Woefully unprepared for the number of people and families arriving at the southern border. These caravans are continuing to come. One that started 2 or 3 days ago now, another one that's forming right now in El Salvador, and they're going to continue to come until we put an end to it and say, no, you can't cross the border, and make it so you cannot cross the border. It is the number one promise of this president, secure the border. And I don't care if it's a wall or a fence, and like I say, or a moat full of alligators, it makes no difference. Just make it secure. Nancy Pelosi's games, we'll talk about those right after the break. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday.
So, you have unfiled tax returns, maybe several, and maybe, just maybe, the IRS will never catch you. In the meantime, you don't dare buy a home or put money in the bank. That's no way to live. There is hope. I can help you file those tax returns and negotiate a reasonable settlement with the IRS. I'm Chris McGlatcher of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Rent is up. Salaries are up. Supplies are up.
Owning a business means owing bills. But DTE Energy is committed to helping your business thrive. DTE offers rebates, tools, and tips to help you save energy and money. We even have experts who conduct free business energy consultations to show you where to save.
Hey, my energy bill went down 10%.
Visit dteenergy.com/save now to learn more. DTE Energy. Know your own power. DTE Energy is committed to helping Michigan businesses. So we perform over 1,800 free on-site business energy consultations each year and offer rebates and incentives on upgrades to energy-efficient equipment. In fact, we help them save over $40 million every year because more businesses saving means more businesses making money. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.